I was making a list of the great assholes of the 20th century, you'd be in the top five.
It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, hopefully among other places. My name is Lee Stark.
And good evening, my name is Gary Stark.
And welcome to another, we probably already said that, we're already welcoming to the Gadget Grill. Why do I do that? Why do I let people in that quickly?
I could say because you're not focusing and you're not concentrating.
I'm not concentrating. I'm going to put this, I'll put the laptop away for a minute. I'll put the laptop away.
Get all the technology
out of the Gadget Grill.
We don't want any technology in the Gadget Grill.
Those microphones, those cameras over there can go away.
I'll just throw the...
Just make sure you have...
I'll just throw the iPad in the garbage
bin. Just get rid of everything, because in the Gadget Grill we want nothing but we want gadgets, don't we?
I guess we want an occasional gadget in there, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Welcome to the Gadget Grill. On tonight's show, we're going to be discussing viruses. Not really.
Not quite viruses.
Not quite viruses.
We're going to talk about what makes a viral video. Why?
What makes it viral?
What makes it viral? What is it about it that makes it viral? What makes it interesting?
Because on a show where we frequently talk about viruses and technology, we're going to tag viral from a different point of view. Not the point of view you had last week, obviously, which included the whole cough, sneezing thing. You know, maybe you were like that. You were like,
that's
hit
right.
The mute.
I was dying last week, and today I'm dead.
You are.
What do you want?
I want to be up a little bit more. I want to be a bit more awake. I think it's my headphones.
Your cans, okay.
Yeah, my cans. Give me my... Oh, that's much better, yeah.
Oh, was that good for you?
That was great for me. My ears are thanking you right now.
Excellent.
And so in this show, The Gadget Girl, we'll be looking at viral video. We'll even play a song from one of the viral videos.
That sounds like a good idea.
It does, doesn't it?
We've got news.
We've got a bunch of news.
We've got a useless gadget.
Do we?
I've got a wonderful useless gadget.
I've got a useless gadget as well. Mine has Ferraris in it.
Mine doesn't.
Ooh, our useless gadgets are going to be fun.
Oh, yes. You will love mine. It concerns one of our favourite toys that we've got in the corner here in the studio in the Gadget Grill.
Pete's not a robot.
No.
Peter Worthington's not a robot. You can't call him a toy.
No, he's
a real boy.
I know. It's not Peter.
Okay.
It is. When I get to it, you'll know what it is.
Okay, that makes
sense.
But
it's something that you are going to want, and we're going to get in the studio.
Really? We're going to get one?
I think we should get one.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
It's as totally useless as it is.
Okay, well, I'm into useless stuff. You know me.
I know. You look at what you got as a dad.
Hey. I'm not arguing with that. We got that plus some new music and some old music, but mostly some new music.
Okay.
Most of these songs Dad has no idea about. You have not heard any of these before. Actually, no, that's not true. I've played one on the show before.
Yes.
But only one.
Okay, and... Okay, I see what you meant when you were talking earlier about...
The fourth song is going to be very hard for you to segue.
Yes. Actually, I can do that.
Yeah?
I can do that.
Okay, if you
say
so.
Yes, I can.
All right.
But the first one is one that's sadly lacking in New South Wales.
Indeed. This is Cold War Kids with Hospital Beds. The Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, among other places. You can also hear it on the web right now, like right now, as in, well, actually more like 30 seconds prior to when I just said
something
this.
Like that,
something
yes.
more like that, because of the whole feed, you know, the whole delaying issue. But at www.radio2rdj.com. That's the among other places news before I start babbling.
Yeah, well, too late for
too
that.
Late for that.
Too late
news,
for that.
News, Dad.
Yeah, as you may have noticed in Sydney, the Sydney City Council has been putting up cycleways all through town.
Mm.
And you've noticed quite a lot going up in the Woollahra area recently.
I have. They've got massive banners on all the towers, all the poles
yes.
where I work.
Yeah, as well.
Cycleways,
that's
save
right.
us time.
No.
Yeah.
They just get cyclists knocked over because the buses have trouble dealing with
tantrum,
them.
Dad.
Yes.
Down
no, not tantrum at all. Because in New York, They're actually building up a new testing, a new network of social bikes called Sobi, S-O-B-I.
It's a good thing they're not sober bikes, otherwise they'd be made of noodles.
I know. That's what. That's part of what I thought as well. But what
that,
they've got...
That worries me immensely.
I know. What they've got on these Sobi bikes is they've got a GPS, little unit mounted on the wheels, above one of the wheels.
Mm.
It's got a GPS, a lock, and a cellular, basically a cellular phone built into it. And they can be actually in their bases, or they can be attached and locked to any sort of a bike rack. And using your cell phone, you can locate where one of these is and then rent one. And unlock it via your cell phone, just using a code.
What if people want to get the same bike at the same time? What happens?
First come, best rest, because only one person's going to have the unlock code for
it. Yeah, but what if you try and put two people in the same bike?
Well, if it's a bicycle built for two, then what's the problem?
That's completely cool. Do you like Star Wars, Dad? You don't actually like Star Wars, do you?
Star Wars... I tolerate it.
You tolerate it.
I'm a Star Trek fan, but not a Star Wars fan. But I do enjoy Star Tours.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good news for Star Wars enthusiasts at the moment, with George Lucas finally announcing when Star Wars will be coming out on Blu-ray for 2000. And it looks like 2011. Knowing his luck, it'll probably come out just when Blu-ray is being superseded. But,
okay.
You know,
yep.
No word on price, no word on special features, no word on if it's going to be the original version or the remastered version. But hey, Star Wars fans, don't fret, it's finally coming. You just have to settle with DVD for the next half year or so.
Indeed. I've got a couple of iPhone stories, so if you've got any iPhone stories, queue them up to join in with me.
I'm staying away from the iPhone for what it's worth.
Well, the first one, of course, is, and I seem to recall you mentioning last week, the possibility that there'd be a new iPhone released, possibly around about January.
The iPhone 5, yeah, it's been... Yes. There's a whole bunch of iPod and iPod Shuffles being slated for the next couple of weeks.
Mid-September.
Yep.
Is what I've heard for that announcement. But the iPhone 5 in January stories are getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
With the CDMA phone possibly being announced.
Yeah, the CDMA phone.
And Verizon in America being coming into the fold, and AT&T losing their exclusivity.
And AT&T have come out saying that this won't actually affect them dramatically. That's a huge lie.
Well, quite right. It's a misstatement, certainly. And the way it's going to affect them is that if Verizon start getting a lot of iPhone customers, it's only going to improve things on the AT&T network, from what we hear. The second iPhone story that I have, you remember last week we were talking about how you can jailbreak your iPhone 4 by just going to a website.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and the people who were forcing people to pay for them in parts of Sydney.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, of course, the reason you could do that, or one of the reasons you could do that, was that there was a hole in iOS 4.
That's been fixed, hasn't it?
That's now been fixed.
So you won't be finding any unlocked phones in the Apple stores from now on?
No.
That's a bit of a shame.
Damn.
Well, Dad, you're talking about leaks and possibilities. Can I give you a leak and a possibility?
Not here. Just do it in Studio P.
Studio P, the toilet over there?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll zip up and talk about something else. We're seeing all the camera releases start to get some traction. I was at Panasonic this week because Photokina is coming up at the massive thing in September. Nikon have had a leak. We're not sure how likely this is, but this has been getting traction over the past couple of weeks anyway, and now
the 3100.
The D3100, sort of like a consumer range SLR, digital SLR. It's expected at this moment in time, this looks like it's getting more and more confirmed from magazines, to be 14 megapixel with up to ISO 12800, which is...
14 megapixel, ISO...
12,800 max, with a 1080p continuous autofocus video mode. That means that when you turn video on, much like a camcorder, it will continue for autofocusing, and that's not something any digital SLR does.
We're talking about the D3100, so we're talking about the bottom end of the consumer market. We're talking a $900 DSLR.
We're talking a little bit less than that, but not by much. Yeah.
And $900 with your kit lenses.
Now, even though this is rumor, this is completely speculation at this point in time. You know, you can't say Nikon are doing this. You have to wonder if this does come out in Photokina September,
yes,
or it gets announced anyway. where the hell or when the hell are Nikon going to update those people who spend more than $900 on a camera?
And what are they going to get for their more than $900?
And that is an interesting question. The other things coming out in this are a new touchscreen projector camera. We saw the projector camera last year.
That was a
that
lot
was
of fun.
That was quite cool. Yeah. A new one's going to have a touchscreen and a remote control. Let's hope it can actually play your video files too.
Because that would be nice. You know, sort of it's one thing to just display the photos that you've taken on it, and that's very useful.
It is.
But if you could backload videos and stuff like that onto it, then that would be wonderful.
Quite.
I've got a couple of Facebook stories.
Well, I'm on Facebook right now, so do your worst.
Okay. The first one that I've got is that you can now book flights on Facebook.
Okay.
Delta have got a ticket window.
So Delta Airlines.
Delta Airlines. Delta fly to Australia too.
Okay. Oh, that's true. They do, yeah.
Yes. They've got a facility called a ticket window within Facebook. You can only book on Delta, of course.
Of course.
But that's quite an interesting use of the social media platform.
So does that mean I can like it? I can like my ticket if I choose to. If I don't book, because you don't
if
have
you don't,
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook now.
Yeah.
The other one is an interesting breach of privacy that's cropped up in there.
So let me get it straight. You're talking about a Facebook story where I can book my ticket and then one that can actually infringe on my privacy.
Yes.
Wonderful. This day gets better and better.
Yeah. What happens if you enter your password, your email address into Facebook and put in the wrong password? It puts up a photo of you and your full name and... Also, there's a couple of other things like that. Your full name? You want that disclosed to everyone the basis of putting in an incorrect password?
There are lots of things I don't want disclosed about me. And
I know.
We'll talk about that story another time.
Okay. But that's what it does. So you can go around with a whole ton of different email addresses, put in email addresses, put in a fake password and get people's real names and start doing searches and stuff like that.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah, I thought you'd like that one.
I do. HTC, the company behind the Desire and the Legend, have launched a new phone this week. It's more or less slated to be... I asked the question, is it going to be the budget phone king? You didn't get to see this week because you didn't come to the launch.
No.
But it's basically a Desire, which is 5 megapixel GPS, Wi-Fi, 3.5mm headset jack, Android 2.1 with flash support for $349 prepaid.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It feels quite nice. It's smaller screens, a lower CPU. It does beg the question, how long until the iPhone actually becomes not so much an important issue? You've got all these other major phone companies like HTC and Samsung pulling out all the stops for really inexpensive good phones.
On the subject of inexpensive good phones, would you like a little bit of Mozart? Little Mozart?
Little Mozart.
Little Mozart, little Beethoven,
yeah,
little Schubert?
Little Beethoven is HTC again, isn't it?
It is HTC. They're Windows Phone 7 handsets. Mozart and Schubert are some of the code names that are being bandied around as these phones.
I have heard that. I did want to know, because I did hear about that earlier this week, if you do manage to get an HTC Beethoven, does it go deaf or does the speaker stop working about 6 months into you owning it?
No, it starts they stop working while you're just wanting to make a phone call. You can't hear the person at the other end.
Oh, right, good.
That's what it is.
So the Chopin, all the volume is silent.
Yes.
All right.
That's right. This is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
IKEA.
It's like idea, but with a K.
That's right, yes. Well, they've come up with an interesting idea.
Okay, thank you for stealing my segue.
That's okay. How about a cardboard trolley?
A cardboard trolley. Dad, I think you've gone and lost your mind.
Okay. Cardboard wheels.
Mm-hmm.
A little frame sort of thing and a handle that you can attach to the box that you've bought at IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wheel it home wherever you want to.
Do you need an Allen key to build it?
Probably.
It'll you be get an Allen key at the beginning of your IKEA
it'll
trip.
It'll be a cardboard Allen key, too.
But
the whole lot's in cardboard, so it's not going to be totally durable, but it's sort of enough to let you bring your package home, which I think is a rather cool idea.
It is a cool idea. I want to know if I get an Allen key with it. Or maybe the Allen key is a cross between an Allen key and that IKEA pencil that you have to use when you're filling it out.
Oh, that
would actually be a good use of IKEA.
That would be. That would be an excellent idea.
I'm not sure how you bend the pencil, but I'm sure someone in Sweden can work this.
Oh, we can
sort
figure that one out.
Yeah, that's something you can fix.
You got any more?
I have one about the Nintendo Wii, and it's a rumor. Another because rumors are controlling me at the moment.
Is it true that it's a rumor?
Shut up. How many people tell "shut up" to their dad?
You do it all the time.
Well, yeah, that's true. New rumor about Nintendo Wii. It's been out for a few years now.
Right.
There's an do not take this name, because it'll probably be something else, and you'll do something with it. The Wii 2, don't.
Okay, I won't.
I will not. The Wii 2 is expected to replace the DVD drive with a Blu-ray drive and give it some more, higher power, or some more power at the moment. 1.2 million Wiis have been sold in Australia.
That's a lot of Wii.
And 30 million in America. That's even more. Shut up, Dad. You childish, petulant little...
Yes, I am. Guilty as charged.
Nintendo's head, or one of their heads in Japan, Shigeru Miyamoto, has said in the past that the graphics shouldn't really make the gameplay experience better, which he's right. I mean, you look at Marble Madness. We still love that game. That came out in 1984 with pretty lousy graphics. Good
right.
at the time, but lousy graphics. So with all these rumors, it's expected like the Wii 2 will come out.
Yep.
Next
yep. okay.
year.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
The last news story that I have is MTV.
I want my...
You want your MTV? Do you want your MTV? TJ. Twitter jockey.
Oh, crap.
Yes, exactly.
Excuse me while I cry for a second.
Yeah, we'll leave that story exactly where it lies.
Oh, crap. there's another C word I want to use right there, but I'm just not allowed to on the air.
No, you're not.
Instead, we'll head to Marina and the Diamonds with Mowgli's Road. You want to start that up, Dad? That's got a little bit of...
Okay.
There you go.
There we
start
go.
That. Then we'll hear some drums. Here we go. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1, one of many places we hope the Gadget Grill is airing. We're hoping it's airing in your head, because if it's airing in your head, it's...
Does that make you an airhead?
No, that makes us airheads.
Okay,
yeah,
I can deal with that.
You can deal with that one. So if you would like to... Speaking of in your head, we haven't mentioned it earlier today, earlier this evening, that you can win some headphones. Dad, you've got them there?
I have them right here in my hand. I have a pair of TJ's One earphones.
And
earbuds, very comfortable. These are wonderful. 2-year warranty. They come courtesy of Jay's Smart IT. And these are available. Reason... Ring us up or Twitter us.
Tell us why you need some new headphones. We're going for fun responses. Hopefully they're realistic. I mean, if your cat ate them and you're really afraid...
We've done that one. The cat ate them is not good because that one's done.
That's not done. You can't do that.
That's been done.
You can do the dog one, though.
The dog
obviously hasn't... If your dog's eaten your... If your dog, for some reason, ate your headphones instead of your homework...
Yep.
And you can get away with that.
That's right.
You might want to come up with something a bit more convincing.
Yeah, come up with something that is fun.
Come up with something that's fun. Don't get us wrong. We really do want to know why you don't like your headphones. But if it makes us smile and we can make the 20 people who listen to the show laugh,
we're
basically exploiting you as a writer.
Yeah.
And makes us feel wonderful inside.
And you can send a Twitter to at Leelo, LEIGHLO.
We're monitoring it on there, but you can also reply to the Gadget Grill on Twitter, but we're not really monitoring that as much.
No. do it to Leelo.
Do it to Leelo.
At Leelo. Or call us in the studio, but not until after we finish this segment.
No, absolutely.
97440881. Remember that you need to be in New South Wales to win.
You do need to be in New South Wales.
Alan, do you want a pair of headphones? No, Alan's not listening.
Alan's not listening anyway. Alan will be coming up after us tonight to do the classical bit instead of Colin, who's out sick.
Yes.
We should get into our actual feature.
Yes.
Our feature is pretty simple to understand. Viral videos, because we normally talk about viruses. Well, we don't normally, but when we do talk about viruses, we're talking about viruses that can infect you. This is a different sort of infection. This is the sort of infection people don't quite understand, but this is when something...
I don't understand.
Shut up. You're supposed to understand. You're paid to understand.
Am I? Am I missing something here?
Yeah, your money. Viral video is basically a video on YouTube. It's more or less something that people like in large numbers. And we'll give you some examples of what viral video technically is. You'll understand it based off of this concept. The Old Spice ads that were on TV or on YouTube recently. Any of the Auto-Tune the News guys. Or how about... a kid biting their baby. This sounds like I'm talking from my head. Dad, you could actually jump in any time you want to make...
Sure, I can. You're quite right. I'll let you make a fool of yourself.
Thanks, Dad. A viral video is more or less a way of explaining or a way of looking at a popular video. So when something is popular, it is viral. And
let me explain it this way. You've got an email from a friend of yours and says, gee, I found this thing and gee, it looks great. And they send you a link to something or they send you a copy of it. That is viral. It may be a joke.
Well, it's not necessarily viral unless it's gone to lots and lots of people.
Yes, but that is the concept of it. And you send it, you think, oh, gee, that's great, and send it to someone else. And someone else, you send it to five of your friends and they send it to five of their friends. And suddenly everybody is talking about it and watching it. And is that the concept, Lee?
Thanks, Deb.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in and saving my ass. It's relatively easy to get your head across. Basically, when someone says viral video, it is not bad for your computer. Not necessarily.
Usually.
It's usually not. It's more than likely just going to be a really, really popular video your friend wants you to see. We just thought we'd make that clear because we do talk about antivirus and all that sort of stuff. We're talking about security later on the show as well. So we thought we'd just get that across right now. Daddy, am I ready to put this song in?
I don't know. Are you ready to put this song... if you want to, yeah.
Okay, well, this song actually comes from a viral video. This is the current viral video.
It's interesting, just looking at what I've got here on the computer in front of me on the playlist, it says the name of the artists, and then it's just got the first three letters of the title.
What, bed?
Yes. that's all I'm saying.
That's really worrying. Well, this comes from the guys who do Auto-Tune the News, which are a bunch of viral video makers, very cool bunch, who take news segments from America, use a program called Auto-Tune, which matches their tones to basically MIDI synthesizers.
Yes.
Makes anyone be able to sing. It can make you sing.
Makes me sing in tune.
Make you sing in tune.
That's a frightening thought.
It is. Well, you singing out of tune is a normality.
Yes,
so they've taken a news segment about a brother who rescued his sister from being raped, more or less, and was aired on the news, and it's turned into this massive viral video song. So, Dad, this is Antoine Dodson and the Gregory Brothers. They're the Gregory Brothers are the viral video makers with the Bed Intruder song.
And we started with hospital beds. I'm a bit worried that there's a theme developing.
There is no theme.
He's slamming in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
It's the Gadget Grill, here broadcasting on 88.1, and...
Let's get ready to rumble!
Sometimes I worry about you, Dab.
Only sometimes.
Most of the time, but I just don't let it out publicly. I did! Oh, crap!
There you go. Probably you blew that one, didn't you?
No, not really. But speaking of blowing, no. Let's talk...
Welcome to the Gadget Grill.
Welcome to the Gadget Grill. Speaking of blowing, let's talk about the Gadget Grill.
Let's talk about your personal security for a moment, because something that I've become aware of in the last couple of weeks that actually disturbed me quite a bit.
Disturbed you?
It disturbed me quite a bit.
Okay.
And, you know, sort of considering where I'm starting from in that position, to make me even more disturbed is really quite a serious issue.
Can I be honest? I know I'm not really impartial, but you are one disturbing sense of me now.
Yes, yes. What happened was that somebody that we know was having a bit of a problem with their mobile phone account.
Yep.
It happens from time to time, and...
Actually, a lot, depending on the network you're on in this country.
Yeah, yeah. But they sent off a Twitter message about it, and the provider sent a tweet back to this person saying, what's your email, please?
You got to admit, that's a really cool service.
That's a really cool service. We'll come to that in a moment. And the person sent back a response to this person with their email address, and they then got an email from the provider.
I'm going to say that it is,
because we happen to know that it was correct, that it was.
Okay.
And in the email from the provider, they asked this person for their login credentials, their phone number, their mother's maiden name.
Whoa. Why would you ask for mother's maiden name over an email? Doesn't that sound insecure to you?
Well, that's exactly what I was getting to.
Okay.
When you create an account with somebody, be it an ISP, be it a mobile phone provider, be it your bank, be it anybody, they create the account and ask you to nominate certain words and security questions as a means of identifying you should you lose your password.
Mm.
And what this organisation was doing, and it's a local
phone provider.
They were asking people to provide this information. Now, when we talk to the various banks, and when we talk to the various security vendors, people like Symantec and VeriSign
and Trend Micro and
Kapersky and everybody,
yep,
they all say exactly the same thing, that you should never provide this sort of information to anybody in an email.
Indeed.
Now, getting back to this particular provider, and I sent an email off to them, but I haven't gotten a satisfactory response yet, but I want to be fair to them. But if
one of the reasons we're not actually listing their name right now.
Right now, no, but we may do this next week.
Yeah.
If we don't get a satisfactory response. But the first thing is that the Twitter response was quite good, but... It's a cool idea, but how do you know it actually came from them?
It begs the question, because when you get an email from someone, when you get an email from ANZ, you have no actual...
There are certain ways that you can verify it to a point.
Absolutely.
With Twitter, you've got no way of verifying it.
Nope.
Totally anonymous. You don't know. I could create an account that says that I am XYZ Bank and send you that, and you wouldn't have any knowledge whether or not it was legitimate. And then getting the email from them, again, you don't know that it's legitimate. You don't know that the email address that they're giving you is a legitimate email address. For a major phone provider in this country to be asking this sort of information, it's verging on criminal to me, because it's creating in the end user, it's forcing you into do something that is inherently very, very bad security.
Well, more so than that, a company shouldn't be doing this as a practice. Company should well be aware of the sort of things they should and shouldn't be doing not so much a role model, but just things they shouldn't be doing from a security standpoint. And certainly asking at any time for mother's maiden name, birth date, I think, was in there from the original. There was another thing I remember that you said, you pointed out. Oh my God, look at all this stuff. Certainly an internet company in Australia, a phone company, should not be asking any of those details over email, knowing that email is completely insecure.
When you sent me the copy of that email, I was shocked, and my first reaction to you was, are they serious? Is this a scam?
Yeah.
That was my first response, because everything in that email was just... Everything about the email was just wrong, 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 wrong.
For the record, Dad, what was it?
It was not correct.
It was not correct. It was wrong.
It was not correct, no. So that is just very bad of Virgin. So, and as I said, I'm not going to mention their name.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to sit over there in the corner right now. Okay.
If you blink, you missed it.
If you didn't, you can listen to it back on the podcast later on tomorrow at www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
And you thought that was just going to be an impromptu fantasy, didn't you?
Oh, I was hoping it wouldn't be like that. This is Pierre-Yves Platt with something I'm kind of hoping Colin and Alan are going to be listening to. This is Fantasy Impromptu Inuit Dies Minor. I think it's Fantasy Impromptu Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu Something Minor. This is not the same Chopin you'll think it is.
Okay.
Okay, this is something very cool. Started listening to it earlier this week. If you like jazz and classical, if you like Jacques Lussier Trio, you will love this. It's the Gadget Grill. Final moments of the Gadget Grill. Something I always say. I will endeavor not to say that from now.
Okay, say what?
Exactly.
Excellent.
Get into some useless gadgets. Did you
just,
like?
Just before we do that, song, that was a wonderful piece of music.
You like that?
I loved it.
I knew you were going to talk about that. It's cool, isn't it?
That is just magic.
Pierre-Yves Platt with Fantasy Impromptu in Ut Dies Minor. I'm sure Colin will come in next week telling me how that my French pronunciation is just awful.
I can tell you your French pronunciation sucks.
Thanks, Dad. My French pronunciation.
Your French is worse than your American.
My American's not bad.
Okay.
My American's pretty good.
Right.
It's your fault my American's decent, in fact.
I know.
But that was a good track.
It's all my fault. Blame the bald guy.
Completely will.
Oh, you're bald too.
I'm not bald. Maybe getting there. But I shave my head, damn it. I shave it good. You know, you know that girls could be listening to the show that might actually want to have sex with me. Do you know what you're doing to me? You're just kind of sabotaging me with that sort of stuff. Okay, fine. Girls who listen to the show, I'm not aiming to have sex with me. Fine, okay? Go and ruin my fun.
I'm not. I haven't said a thing.
You didn't say anything. You just have to look at me going, girls want to have sex with you, Lee? What? Since when?
I know.
Useless gadget from you.
Says the old fat bald guy.
Okay, so which useless gadget will be more fun? Shall I do mine first, and then you can do yours? Yours is cooler
than
mine.
Well, I've got two useless gadgets, as you know. I can do two of them. I can do one or two. We'll see how we go for time.
Okay, well, I'll do mine first.
Okay, you do yours.
Mine
first.
Is a new hairdryer. Now, normally a hairdryer is not useless.
A
hairdryer, yeah. You don't need them being a bald guy. Being a bald guy, you don't actually have to worry about it. But the new Conilair Babyliss Pro has an engine. I say engine because that's their words, not mine.
Engine.
An engine.
An
E-N-G-I. No, shut up. An engine. Shut up. Don't be rude. Built by Ferrari's team using Ferrari's parts. I'm not kidding. This is a red. I'll show you. I know everyone on the radio can see this. This is a red Ferrari designed hairdryer with Ferrari parts.
I think you've said enough.
Apparently, it can reach airspeeds of 129 kilometers an hour. And it retails for
a wind tunnel for the follically endangered.
That's why you can't go near it, Dad, because last remaining strands on the side of your head will go flying off.
At the gadget grill here, sitting in the corner, we have one of our very favourite toys. You know what it is, Lee?
The Slinky. Okay.
And sitting in the corner is the Slinky, and we
in
can
this
now
corner
get...
of the of the grill.
Yes. Let's get ready to run.
Don't. You did it once. You only get away with it once.
Okay. In what you can get for your Slinky now is a Slink-O-Matic.
A Slink-O-Matic.
It's a sort of a...
Wait. A Slink-O-Matic.
A Slink-O-Matic. And this is something that's sort of... It's a device that sits in the corner or on the desk or wherever you want it to go. And it automatically... Gets your Slinky going for you.
You mean like it rolls downstairs and over your neighbor's dog?
Like, think of a set of scales that goes up and down with the Slinky.
So it's a Newton's cradle for your Slinky.
I didn't say that, but yeah.
It's a Newton's cradle. So when you're bored of your Newton's cradle, you go to this. When you're bored of your this, you go back to your Newton's cradle.
Yeah, something.
Of all the useless things you could come up with, what's your second useless gadget?
The second useless gadget that I have is... Let me just pull this up here. It is
I'm glad you didn't pull it down. I'd be really worried pulling it down.
It is, for those of us who enjoy the odd glass of wine or two, the Venturi.
This already sounds bad, but okay, since all Australians like wine.
Well, because you like wine and you know that you've got to decant your wine before you drink it, because
really?
It aerates it, yes.
That explains a lot why my wine usually sucks. Thanks.
Yes. This is sort of a glass funnel type of thing that you pour the wine into your glass through this, and it aerates your wine for you as it goes into the glass, saving you the trouble of having to decant it and allow it to air for a while. This, you know, sort of makes the wine ready to drink. I have one of these at home. I actually saw this article during the week, and yesterday I was out and about, and I saw one in a store, and I bought it.
Let me get this straight.
It's a useless gadget. Well, yeah, that just tells you what I'm like, doesn't it?
I already knew what you were like.
There you go.
Underneath us right now, not in that way, is Donald Harrison, Christian Scott. We play a lot of Christian Scott here because I quite like him a lot. Donald Harrison is apparently his uncle, so that's kind of cool. It's the Oriental Folk Song. We should probably announce a winner.
I was just thinking exactly the same thing.
We got some entries from New South Wales. We got one from America. The American one is really good. It's a shame we can't give it to him.
We can't. We're sorry. We're, as much as we enjoy as the love. Fact that you're listening to us, we appreciate that, sir or madam.
Because his entry was this. I need new headphones because I'm an idiot and love washing them with my pants.
And we're not going to make any comment at all on your entry, sir.
To be honest, I'm actually glad I'm not giving him, because can you imagine giving him new headphones and washing them with his pants?
Yeah,
that is not how you clean headphones.
It's like nominating yourself to be Prime Minister. You immediately disqualify yourself from the role by virtue of the fact that you're nominated. You're just not worthy of it. I'm sorry.
What do we have to say about our current...
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I do have some actual entries for you. I'll let you pick the one, because that way I'm not held responsible. So from Facebook I have, from Nick, I'm using my old earphones for some light bondage.
Okay, well, the other ones are obviously unavailable for this, so that sounds good.
That's not bad. I've got Roxy from New South Wales. I think she's from South, actually, from South Sydney. So I can put the headphones on when my students are verbally abusing me.
Okay, so this is a new form of denial.
Yep, and I've got Scott Rohde, who I know you've met before.
I know Scott, yes.
Saying because his ex did a runner with his Bose noise-canceling cans that she bought him. Sad.
Very, very sad. Not as imaginative as the other two.
No.
The first one was
earphones
bondage?
For light bondage, and the other one is headphones for when the students are abusing her.
Both of them
are pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're also both dealing with abuse, aren't they?
They are. Well, they are. Abuse of a different nature, sure.
Yes.
Row abuse compared to go away abuse. What do you like?
Being this crazy fool that I am, I think I'll go for bondage.
You go for bondage?
Yes.
Bondage?
And I live in Bondi, so bondage.
Ooh, nice.
Was
nice
good?
Segue. Yeah.
You like that?
That's good. That's a lot better segue than the ones you've had earlier tonight. Sorry.
Sorry about that, people.
Sorry. Sorry, Roxy. Sorry, Scott. Try entering again next week, I think.
We're going to have some more headphones next week.
Yep.
But whoever that was that just won them.
That was Nick.
You've got a pair of TJ's. One.
TJ One's from the... Hills District, from what I'm seeing here. I think it's the Hills District. That's what it says. Cool. All right, Dad, hand those to me. I'm just going to look.
Okay.
Oh, look, they come in a nice ovular package with a green bit on them.
Okay.
Does that mean
they've ovulated?
Shut up. We did get some comments from some of the other winners. One person liked their headphones so much that they didn't want to take them out of their ear. They loved them so much that it was basically fitting them.
That's amazing. Everybody who tries the Jay's earphones, I have yet to see a bad report on them. They're just comfy. They sound good.
And to be honest, I'm a headphone junkie. I'm still wearing mine. I haven't gone back to my Audio Technica.
No, you haven't, have you?
No.
That's interesting,
though. It is. I just got a new one in just then. I need new headphones because I live in Queensland. That's a great response, but it's a bit too late, and it's in the wrong state.
It's in the wrong state, yes.
Although
I'll be in Queensland next week.
You'll be in Queensland next week, so maybe then. Dad, end the show.
End the show. Hang on.
You got another one?
No. I'm just trying to work out what that means.
End the show.
Oh, no. What the message that I just got means. I have no idea what that means. Peter.
All right. End the show.
End the show. You have been listening to The Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 and on the internet on www.radio2rdj.com. We'll be back with more of this nonsense next Sunday night in the same place, the same station, the same time, 9 p.m. Sunday night. And till then, my name is Gary Stark. Have a good week, Australia.
My name is Lee Stark. Enjoy the rest of this song, Australia. This is Donald Harrison and Christian Scott with the Oriental Folk Song. See ya.